lot of you are trying to find inspiration and motivation with a depressed mindset. You're depressed because you're not doing shit with yourself. You don't find inspiration by not living in the grip of life. You need to live in the grip of life to find inspiration. Put challenges in front of yourself. When you put a challenge in front of yourself and you attack it, that's when you find inspiration. Try to be 10% better than you were last week. So if you're running 30 miles a week, run 33. If you're swimming 500 meters, swim 550. If some of you aren't doing shit, your 10% is just getting off the f***ing couch. The more you walk away from accountability, the weaker you become. Find yourself in the grip of life. You can't find yourself by doing nothing.
Let me see if I can fix myself. So I said, if I can just walk one more mile after being in the worst shape of my entire life, this would change everything for me mentally going forward. From this kid who came from dirt, nothing, who couldn't read until he was a junior in high school and is now here. I walked a mile. I said, maybe I can walk one more mile. Maybe I can walk another mile. At mile 81, my ex-wife looked at me and said, you're not gonna make the time. When your mind knows it's not going to quit, and this is what I found out, this is my 40% rule. When your mind knows it's not going to quit, your body will adapt to whatever is in front of it. I ended up running 20 more miles. I did 101 miles in 19 hours and 6 minutes. And that one day changed, that one 19 hours. It wasn't SEAL training, it wasn't Ranger School, it wasn't Delta Force, it wasn't any of that crap I went through. It was this 19 hours and 6 minutes that forever changed my life to know that we as human beings are capable of anything. And we don't need any special kind of parents or tools to get there. So I end you with this. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. Thank you very much.
Come on. Get it. 17.
You don't know me, son.
Get it. 18.
You don't know me, son.
Get it. 19.
You don't know me, son.
Yeah. 20. You got some more in you. 21. Yeah. Get it again. Come on. We want to see it. Good. 22.
Who's going to carry the boats and the logs?
That's you, buddy. Come on, 23. Come on, 24. One more, David.
Who's
one more?
Going to carry the boats.
You're going to do it. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. You did it. Yeah.
One thing that changed my life is my grandfather. He told me, you're going nowhere in your life, not being anything. As bad as that hurt me, it got me to pull my head out of my ass. So learn to stay hard, have thick skin, and do what's right.
What you need is the one thing I talk about in my book, which is straight up brutal work ethic. You have to be willing to outwork everybody in the world. And that's the hard part. That's the hard part. This isn't like some five-step process where if you do these five steps, you're going to end up with this magical world. No. I'm basically teaching you how to callous over your victim's mentality.
This is all about the quitting mind. So what's the quitting mind? So let's say it's day one of a job interview. You have your clothes laid out. You've been preparing for weeks and weeks and weeks. You show up and you bring your best self. After a couple months, you start showing up to work a little later. You don't look as good. Your breakfast isn't ready. Your mind's getting softer. Repetition every day. Stay hard.
Most important conversation is the one you have with yourself. You wake up with it, you walk around with it, you go to bed with it. Eventually, you act on it.
We live in a world now that's so kind. We find the kind way around everything. Like, if you don't look good, I have to find a kind way of saying, I don't like your shirt.
Right.
That's not the approach. If that's the approach you're looking for, that book is not for you. Can't hurt me is not for you. The approach you have to take, at least I took, you take whatever approach you want. The conversation had to be a real honest conversation in the accountability mirror. Guess what? I was fat. Don't find a kind word to say that, you know what, I've gained some weight. No, you're fat. When I couldn't read, not like, hey, you know, you have a learning disability. No, I cannot read. I have a fourth grade reading level, I'm struggling, and sometimes I call myself stupid. Not in a way to put myself down.
Sometimes you act on it good, sometimes bad. You gotta change the internal dialogue. That person in your head that's talking that to you, until you change the internal dialogue in your head, until you callous over the victim's mentality that the world is out to get you because of you are the only, you gotta change that. I once had that mentality that no one understands what the I'm going through. And if you keep that mentality, you're gonna stay in the same exact spot that you're in, that no one understands me. There's millions of people. Why do you think a book that I self-published, you know, is doing so well? With a story that's so f***ed up. People are like, I never forget when I went to a publishing house, like, who's gonna resonate with this story? No one's gonna buy this book. I'm like, are you not in the world? Are you not in society? You're never alone. Everybody's going through s***. So when people get this mentality of like, you don't understand me, you can throw a rock to someone that can understand you if they're willing to break themselves down and stop hiding. A lot of people understand you, but you gotta stop hiding. And that's why I tell people, a lot of people are going through they just hide better than you did. That's all they did, they're just hiding better.
Don't find words to make yourself feel better, because that's what, so we hang around people that make us feel better, that tell us what we want to hear, not what we need to hear. And so we stay away from those people. And we stay away from those people, like our internal dialogue becomes that kind, it's okay, it's not okay. So that's where it starts. It starts with that accountability of, it's not okay anymore. This can no longer be okay. And calling yourself out for exactly what you are and exactly how you need to fix it.
A lot of us give total control to life. We don't have any control of it. We just give all control to life. I do this shit every morning to prepare my mind for what life's gonna throw at me. A healthy body gives you a healthy mind. That's what it's about. So if you go into battle, you want to go into battle with the right mindset, the right gear. In combat, you wear body armor. But what we do wrong is we don't strengthen our minds. You got to strengthen your mind. Take control of that. Most of us live our entire lives avoiding failure. It's funny. I walk around, people come up to me and they say, man, you're that Navy SEAL, you went to Ranger School, you were, you know, Air Force TAC-P, you know, you did the pull-up record, you run all these ultra races, all this shit, man. The funny thing about it that I think about is this, they know that part of me. This is the part I know about myself. I failed the ASVAB test to get in the military 3 times. In the Air Force, throw that pararescue. In the SEALs, it took me 3 times to get through Navy SEAL training. The pull-up record took me 3 times. This is what I know about me. So what I'm saying is this, you can't live your life being afraid to fail. All those failures may be the success in the day. Stay hard, stay in the fight.
As you know, I'm a serious introvert, and very afraid of people. I got judged so much growing up that this is uncomfortable for me. All these podcasts, you know, that's why I post once a week. But the one thing I realized, why I wrote the book is, honestly, I have a story to tell, as we all have a story to tell. And what I realized on my journey was, a lot of us don't believe that we can achieve the impossible. And along my journey, I started realizing, man, I gotta tell some people about this shit, man. Like, I discovered something that some people have, but they don't even know. All of us have it. But along this way, I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't a theorist. I became a practitioner. And I was like, my God, I'm busting down so many barriers of, like, I have a learning disability. Okay, but I'm catching up with everybody. I figured that out. I figured out all these negative things in my life that were keeping me in this hole. I'm like, I gotta tell people, man, that hang on a second, man. You can achieve the absolute impossible.
2019 is stacking up to be the year of the underdog. The boxing world was shaken up as the heavyweight giant Anthony Joshua was dethroned by a last-minute call-in. A fighter who nearly 99% of people doubted he could win before the fight. 25-1 odds at the bookies, bullied in high school for being overweight, called in to fight the world champion just 1 month before the fight. People may doubt you, but never doubt yourself. Prove them wrong. Ruiz said, "The people who are doubting me will become my fans." He never doubted himself. He came away with the win and one of history's biggest shock wins. A lot of people may doubt you. A lot of people may count you out. Some of them may want you to fail. Some may hate on you or speak bad of you. But you know who else was doubted? Michael Jordan. He was cut from his high school team. Steve Jobs was laughed at. Jack Ma was rejected from jobs. Stephen King's first novel was rejected 30 times. People don't want to see you succeed. Because if you can do it, then they have no excuse for themselves anymore. Just know you are among good company in the people who have been doubted before.
Did you think I need to pack this in?
Never.
Why not?
I don't ever give up. I mean, I'd have to be dead or completely incapacitated.
Life is one big tug of war, and a lot of times you have to pull yourself through life. This morning, I did not want to get up.
Don't let your past shackle your future. We are all going through hard times. Hard times come when you least expect it. Don't let the pain of yesterday ruin the chance of happiness someday. We are all able to push past unimaginable pain. Throughout your day, you will have things that will be out of your control. Mistakes will happen, but don't let this take over your day, and especially don't let it take over the next day. Think about what happened, how and why it went wrong, and then move on. The day you choose can be solely determined by you and your ability to control your mood. I look at a day in 1 hour chunks. This way, if I have a bad hour, it will not affect the other hours of that day. You can control your time so that your time doesn't control you. Why allow one bad moment in your life determine your future? The most powerful people in the world use their time wisely for things that matter. They realize that time is valuable. At Amazon, they have business plans that are 5 to 10 years ahead of schedule. They control their time. And that is why they are one of the most successful companies ever to exist. Don't let yesterday take up too much of today.
Accept where you are and the responsibility that you're going to take yourself where you want to go. Someone said we have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them. See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. No, no. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim. George Bernard Shaw said there are two kinds of people in life. You know, he said those that make things happen, those that watch things happen, and those that don't know what happened. So part of beginning to get unstuck, you've got to decide that the behavior pattern that you have adopted doesn't work for you. You've got to change your strategies, and changing your strategy means reinventing your life. Recreating you, and you have the power to do that. You can decide that you're going to stand up to life. You have the power to make that decision. You can decide, I'm going to work on myself and develop myself. I'm going to empower me. There are times when anything that can happen will happen. Murphy's Law will be knocking at your door. Why? I don't know why. That's called life. And you have to deal with it. Sometimes your life will be in a slump. Just like sports, some of the best shooters can't hit baskets different times in games. They get in a slump. Do they sit on the sideline and say, you know, I just didn't hit a basket today? No, they continue to execute. I suggest to you that if you are facing a challenge, don't stop. Stay busy, work your plan. Continue to do those things that you know that work for you after you have evaluated yourself in the situation.
So there's a lot of scars we have on our bodies that people can see, and they tell a story, but a lot of us have scars in our brains. The more and more I got into that run, I started gaining more and more confidence. Bad childhoods, bad adulthood, those scars in your brain, we don't talk about, we hide. Scarring is proof that our past is real. But the one thing we do is we allow it to control our lives. And we get off the log. Well, it's time to get back on the log. Sometimes you gotta fight pain with pain. Stay hard. You gotta be willing to find the confidence. Stay in the fight. Stay in the war. Stay in the battle. Armor your mind.
You can break physically. You can break mentally. You can break your heart, you can break your spirit, and none of those are fun, and all of those are gonna leave a mark. But the mark that they leave can be the mark of victory, or can be the mark of defeat.
I've been cheating myself and my family. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it with everything that you have. Develop the habit of giving more than what you're paid for. Develop the habit of setting standards that others will be measured by. Someone said, do not go where the path may lead, but go where there's no path and leave a trail.
Because every time you break, and in every way that you break, while it's a chance, it's definitely a chance for you to give up and for you to just to fall apart.
You are going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failure, a lot of pain, a lot of setbacks, a lot of defeats. But in the process of doing that, you will discover some things about yourself that you don't know right now. What you will realize is that you have greatness within you. What you'll realize is that you're more powerful than you can ever begin to imagine.
But there's also opportunity. There's opportunity to get stronger and get smarter and get faster and get tougher and get more stable and get more resilient and get better. In fact, if you break, the fight is just beginning. And as you crawl up and out of that dismal and wretched place, covered, and you're covered in blood and sweat and dirt and filth, as you rise above what you were, and as you take the form of who you are supposed to be, you will see that in the very act of standing up, in the very act of fighting on, you will become and you will remain.
You've got to focus on you. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself, every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective. Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
Failure is a step to success. Falling down is a step to success. Losing is a step to success. Pain is a step to success. But quitting is not.
Never give up on what you really want to do.
This is the instinct that says you've had enough. This is the instinct that says you've given it your best shot. You can stand down. You can back off. You can take a knee.
Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. We are relentless. We are powerful. We are forward thinkers. We are the generation of hard workers, innovators, and creators. And we are the ones who never give up, never surrender, and never quit on our goals.
This is the instinct that says, you can rest now. Do not listen to that instinct. Do not listen. That instinct is a liar and wants to bring you down.
You don't judge a person by where they stand in times of comfort and convenience. You judge them by where they stand in times of challenge and controversy. When you work for something, it gives you a different type of attachment to it. The harder you work, the harder it is to surrender.
As long as we're willing to put the work in, we will get there in the end, as long as we never quit.
This is all about the quitting mind. So what's the quitting mind? Let's say it's day one of a job interview. We all know what that fucking shit feels like. You have your clothes laid out. You got your fucking food ready to go in the morning. You've been preparing for weeks and weeks and weeks. You show up and you bring your best self. You get the fucking job. Merry fucking Christmas. All right. After a couple months, you start showing up to work a little later. You don't look as good. Your clothes aren't fucking laid out. Your breakfast isn't ready. Your mind's getting softer. We do that shit with everything in life. When New Year's coming up, guess what? Don't have a fucking quitting mind. Repetition every day. Stay hard.
And if you ain't got more heart than me, if you ain't been working harder than me, if you ain't sacrificed more than me, I'm gonna destroy you. And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care how many games you won. I don't care if you say we outnumbered. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat. We don't run. Every man must search his own soul.
The biggest battle you will fight is with yourself. This battle will never go away. It's a fight you will have to battle for the rest of your life. You are the only person that can get yourself back up, but you're also the only person that can lie down and allow yourself to be defeated.
Don't fail yourself today.
Quitting is never an option.
Don't fail yourself today.
Because it's so many of our limitations are self-imposed, mm-hmm. You know, and we set something up in our brain. We program our brain one way, and that's our limit. And until we can get past that and see what we're really made of and like get uncomfortable and experience pain, mm-hmm. you don't really know what you're capable of.
When you feel you've exhausted every option, remember you haven't. If I could count the amount of times I was told no, though I created the mentality in my head of taking no as no, not right now, not no, this isn't for you. If I had given up after the first time I had said no, I wouldn't be here. And so it just, you know, not letting someone dictate your future. If you believe in something so strongly and you want to do something so strongly, who's going to tell you to not do it?
There's never a failure unless you quit. So if you keep going, there's not a failure. Just keep changing and moving.
The person with big dreams is more powerful than the person with all the facts.
But it's not so much about the opposition and the adversity that we face as it is about the perspective that we have about the opposition and the adversity that we face. Meaning perspective drives performance every day of the week. How you view what you do will always affect how you do what you do.
Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you are done. Once a quitter, always a quitter. Prove them wrong. You are relentless. You will never stop. This isn't a game to you. This is life or death.
People don't burn out because of what they do. People burn out because life makes them forget why they do it. Character supersedes talent every day of the week. No retreat, no surrender. We live and we die by this. Every man must search his own soul. At a certain point, don't let your actions betray your words.
You are not going to give up because of a little pain. You won't quit because of a bad situation. It isn't in your nature to give up on this. You don't stop when you're tired. You stop when you're done. You stop when you get the job done. You finish when you have done enough work to make progress. A little pain along the way is your rite of passage. It is the battle scars of the successful, the marks of a warrior who succeed at this adventure through life. What will your scars say about you? How many battles will you pull through to come out the other side a winner? Come out the other side an ultimate version of yourself.
Never give up on what you really want to do.
Then they'll say it's not your fault. And they'll tell you it's okay to stop. It's okay to settle. It's okay to give up. And that is the instinct you need to fight. You need to push back, to smash into the ground. Do not take the easy way out. Do not give up based on instinct. If you are forced to stand down, to retreat, so that you can rebuild and reattack, so be it. But make that decision based on logic, not on the instinct of surrender and defeat.
Opposition, adversity, challenge. Never forget why you do what you do. I'm not talking about college. I'm not talking about when you first got to the league and you got drafted. I'm talking about when you was coming up and you was in the street. Or you was at the park, and your mom had to go sacrifice and work so you get your pair of cleats. I'm talking about that bite, because everybody don't remember that.
Your will and desire to win are greater than anybody else's. I know you are aware of how bad you want this. I know you are aware of what you would give to succeed. I know you want this. I know it is all you want. I know what you would give for this. So do it. Show it. Prove it. Show the world. Show them that anything you can dream of can become your reality. Success is getting back up and learning from these falls, learning from the pain and the losses. Success lies in getting back to your feet and trying again.
I was just a young kid with a dream and a belief in himself. And for many times I was laughed at and not believed in, but you know what? Nothing external can defeat the internal. The only thing that can take someone down or break you down is internal. Nothing external is strong enough. It's just about making sure your internal dialogue and your internal belief in yourself is strong enough that it can withstand the external. The external is there. You've got to accept it. You've got to embrace it. You've got to understand it and be aware of it. But don't let it seep into your internal dialogue.
Don't fail yourself today.
You're defined by what you define failure as. It's not a thing if it leads you to your success. It's all part of the journey. It's all part of the journey. You have to appreciate those moments, because what happens right after you feel like you failed is who you are and who you will continue to be.
If you constantly remind yourself after every defeat, after every setback, every time you get knocked down, I've got a saying, if life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up.
Failure is a part of the learning process, right? What's the risk of failure? What, you'll be embarrassed?
Failure is part of life. The difference for me, though, is I look at failure as a stepping stone to success. It's a speed bump. I know I'm gonna fail.
There's always challenges, obstacles, etc. And I literally don't accept any of that as an impediment, as a negative. It's like, good, this is gonna make me stronger. I'm gonna learn something from this.
It's not failure if you learn something.
See, a lot of people, because of failure, they stop believing. Let me share something with you. You will fail your way to success. Yes, 8 out of 10 millionaires have been financially bankrupt. You will fail your way to success.
Fail early, fail often, fail forward.
Best advice that I could give you on success is to know that success is merely the hangover of failure, and that failure is an essential ingredient in creating a learning atmosphere for you, so that you can accrue those learnings, those small incremental steps of failure, and collect enough learning so that you can arrive at success.
It doesn't matter how many times you fail. It doesn't matter how many times people tell you that you can't do it. It doesn't matter if you don't have a dime in the bank. You will fail your way to success.
You will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something. There's no doubt about it. Embrace it, because it's inevitable.
You don't make excuses for the failure, you grieve it. You feel the pain. You don't brush it off, you don't downplay it. You feel the pain and you don't rush to feel better. Now, listen, this is a principle of life I'm about to tell you. To get past it, you gotta go through it. That's true in so many areas, but it's particularly true with failure. To get past your failure, that failure in your life, you gotta go through it. You can't go around your failure. You can't go over your failure. You can't go under your failure. You can't ignore your failure. You need to grieve the failure.
Fail early, fail often, fail forward.
If I'm going to fall, I don't wanna fall back on anything except my faith. I wanna fall forward. I figure at least this way I'll see what I'm going to hit.
You should seek failures. See, if you're playing it safe, you're not going to win. It's by trying things that you figure out how far you can go. You got to get outside the box.
You're going to fail. It's okay. Okay? You're going to fail. And I'm not talking about the tests. It's one thing. I'm talking about to your knees, your skin, bloody, fail. And that's okay, because you know what? You know down deep inside of all of you, that's how you learn.
Never be discouraged. Never hold back. Give everything you got. And when you fall throughout life, and remember this, fall forward.
Right? I think we're taught in the system that failure is something that you should be ashamed of. Failure is for the dumb kids. because you get an F, you get a D, right? You're not competent. You didn't comply. You didn't create the evidence of your worthiness.
You need to be motivated by failure. How'd you learn how to walk? You crawled, then you fell down, busted your tooth, got some blood in your mouth, you get up and you walk, right? Self-directed.
Success doesn't look like an A+. It doesn't look like 110 in extra credit. And failure isn't as simple as an F. And it's not always, like, failure could be very gray, right? And being able to discern what you might arrive at an event or in your life where you think that, wow, I've succeeded. And you're getting the affirmation from all these outside forces. But if it's not aligned authentically with to whom what you are, it could very much feel like failure.
You have to dare to suck. You will never make something great if you are afraid that it's going to suck, that it is going to fail.
Fail early, fail often, fail forward. You know, it's always a little bit frustrating to me when people have a negative relationship with failure. Failure is a massive part of being able to be successful. You have to get comfortable with failure. You have to actually seek failure. Failure is where all of the lessons are. Fail early, fail often, fail forward.
And that fire in your belly that got you here, keep it. Love it. Keep throwing logs on it. It's important. Your tenacity and your ability to define who you are through those failures will be your ultimate success.
Imagine for a moment. You have nowhere to live, no money, just the shirt on your back. What would you do? Would you still have the will and mental fortitude to work on your dreams? Would you have the strength to keep going on your journey? Or would you crumble? Would you end up in the gutter?
Let me tell you something. If tomorrow wasn't promised, what would you give for today? Forget everything else. Forget everything else. Forget that there was any sunlight left. What would you spend today thinking about?
You see, in life, bad things happen. Sometimes life hits you on the blind side. You don't see it coming, but you need the mindset to be able to continue, the mindset to keep going when everything is falling to pieces around you.
We get one opportunity in life, one chance in life, to do whatever you're gonna do, to lay your foundation and to make whatever mark you're gonna make, whatever legacy you're gonna leave, leave your legacy.
Why? Why do I need to keep going when bad things happen? Because that is life. If we all stopped when something bad happened, there would be zero successful people to ever exist.
It takes courage to act. Part of being hungry when you've been defeated, it takes courage to start over again.
And it's found through effort. Wins and losses come a dime a dozen. But effort, nobody can judge effort. Because effort is between you and you. Effort ain't got nothing to do with nobody else.
Courage is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. When you step into your fears and continue to push yourself to go on, something happens for you. It will enable you to transcend yourself.
So that team that think they're ready to see you, they think what they seen on film, they ain't saw what film shows. Because every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. So now you got to go out and show them that I'm a different creature. Now! Than I was 5 minutes ago.
Bad things do happen. Life will hit you on the blind side, and it is in these moments that you develop true strength. It is in these moments you learn how to become successful.
Because I'm pissed off for greatness. Because if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you okay with being mediocre. Ain't no man in here okay with being just basic. So let's do what we do.
If you are going through a hard time right now, maybe you lost someone special to you. Maybe you failed on the big stage. Maybe you're struggling to get going again. Know this, you are more than enough. You can do this. You will be successful. The storm will pass. This is not the end for you. And when you look back in years to come, it will be in this moment where you mark the start of your success story.
It is easy to be negative today. It is easy to have low morale today. But if you can begin to harness yourself and say that where I am, I'm going to do the best I can with what I got, because that is an expression of who I am.
When all the odds are stacked up against you, can you walk into the eye of the storm and fight again? It is in these moments that true champions are made. It is in these moments that greatness is sparked. You need to test yourself. You need to push your limits to places they have not been before. You can't do that from your comfort zone. To get stronger, you must put yourself under more pressure.
If you get into the habit of just being mediocre, it will become a part of your consciousness. If you get in the habit of giving less than what you have it within you to give, it will begin to reflect itself in your personality. It will begin to damage you psychologically.
Success is simply many failures that add up to a win. We forget that greats have fallen before. We forget that their journey started from the bottom. It was one step backward, two steps forward, all the way to the top. Learn to love losing. Don't be frozen by the fear of it. To really be something special, you must be willing to put it all on the line. You must be willing to fight without the fear of losing. No limits. You can only truly shine when you learn that losing is part of success.
It has its good and it has plenty of bad, but I always like to focus on the good because the good shines through. But where I come from, we're not supposed to climb to these heights. We're told that. It's instilled in us. I've just used all that fuel that I'm not supposed to do it, but I'm going to do it. And I'm going to outwork everyone that says I cannot do it. And that's what I did. And that's how I rose up. And long may it continue.
And you don't want to be a part of that kind of self-destructive behavior. And so you want to set some high standards for yourself. You've got to develop a sense of urgency. Stop living your life like you have 1,000 years to live. In life, you either here today and you're gone today. If there's something that you want to do and you can't do it all at one time, do just a little bit of it.
Good things happen to those who hustle. Success is the reward of hard work and hustle. I hustle like every day is my last. I hustle because it is the only thing I know. I hustle because hard work will lead me to success. I hustle because I want this more than anything. One day, all these early mornings and late nights will pay off. One day, everything you've been working toward will be worth it. Success does not come to those who wait. Success comes to those who go out and get it. Go out there and get it.
The power to hold on in spite of everything, the power to endure, this is the winner's quality. The hunger, the ability to face defeat again and again without giving up. This is a winner's quality. You have that quality within you. When you're hungry, you don't care about the facts. You don't care about the odds.
Being realistic is the most commonly traveled road to mediocrity. He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
Those at the top of the mountain didn't fall there. It's time for 5 a.m. starts. It's time for late night finishes. It's time to work 24 hours straight. It's time to go all in. It's time to work a side hustle after you get home from work. It's time to give it your all. The reason you need to hustle is because it will separate you from the other 99% of people. You need to be the hardest worker at all times. You need to be beating everyone around you. People should talk of your work ethic with wonder and awe. They will be shocked by how hard you work.
I've never really viewed myself as particularly talented. Where I excel is ridiculous, sickening work ethic. You know, while the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
There's greatness in you, and you've got to learn how to tune out the critics outside and the critic inside. And since I'm going to do this, I'm going to harness my will, and I'm not going to let anything stop me. I deserve this. I'm going to do it until.
He who is not courageous enough to take risk will accomplish nothing in life.
If you want something, you have got to be relentless. And you've got to be so relentless, regardless of what comes down the pike, that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow. Live your life with passion, with some drive.
If we all stopped when something bad happened, there would be zero successful people to ever exist.